me today is Ben Parmenter, who is an associate solicitor in the Wills, Trust and Probate team at Birkett Long. Today he's going to be talking about if you die without a will. So Ben, what happens if you die without making a will?
Well, if you pass away without having a will in place, then there's a strict set of rules called the intestacy rules, and these are set out by the state. So effectively the state decides what happens to your estate and who your beneficiaries are going to be. I think maybe the best way to explain is with a couple of common examples. First example would be if someone is married with children and they pass away without a will. Well, in that situation, the first £250,000, along with all the personal possessions, would pass to the husband or the wife. Anything over that sum is divided into two parts. Again, one of those parts would go to the spouse, but the other part goes directly to the deceased's children. That may cause some problems in that situation because the children may be too young to inherit large sums of money, because of course the law dictates that a person is old enough to deal with money at the age of 18. So an 18-year-old getting large sums of money can be quite disastrous in some situations. Another scenario would be if someone passes away without a will and they've got children but they are unmarried. Many people nowadays are cohabiting and having children and they choose not to marry. In this situation, when in fact what's often known as the common law husband or the common law wife does not receive anything, because the terms common law husband or common law wife do not actually exist in law. They are a bit of a myth.
Mm.
And therefore, if someone passes away, they've got children and a cohabitee, the cohabitee does not receive anything at all. It would all go directly to the children, again, at the age of 18. And the unmarried partner would receive absolutely nothing.
So what happens if they've got common property then?
It depends very much on how that property is owned. In some situations, the property would pass to the cohabitee, but it very much depends how that property is owned, and really your property deeds should be looked at by a solicitor to make sure that you do take the correct advice on that and you know where assets are going to pass. Because if property is jointly owned, it can pass automatically, and it may pass automatically to the person you want to have it, but it may not. It may go to someone who you don't want to have that property. So you do need to take proper advice in that situation.
What kind of problems are you setting for your dependents if you die without a will?
You're causing all sorts of problems. Just to start with, there's no one that's going to automatically be able to take charge of your estate and deal with the administration procedures. Because of course, when someone passes away, there's a great deal of administration to be done. Banks need to be contacted, funerals need to be arranged, debts need to be settled, property may need to be sold, and someone needs to be put in that position to be able to deal with that. If you have a will, the first thing you have in a will is the appointment of your executor or your executors, who are people you would trust. If you don't have a will, then it's going to be down to the loved ones to decide amongst themselves who is the best person suited to come forward and apply to be what's called an administrator. Once they are appointed administrator by the court, then they would have the same powers as an executor. But whereas an executor would actually have their powers automatically from the will, the administrator has to apply for them after the event.
And how long can that process actually take to be officially recognised as the administrator?
It really depends on the size of the complexity of the estate. The probate registry take at least 2 weeks to deal with any estate, but you've got to do a lot of information before you get there, so it can be anything from a couple of months, and some estates can go on for a lot longer. They go on for several months before they're actually finalised. What a will does is it sets out not only who's going to be in charge, but exactly what you want. It stops any arguments. It stops someone else making decisions on your behalf.
Okay. So say in the circumstances where you die and you have children, but you have made provisions for them, how important is that in the whole scheme of things, and what can happen if you don't?
Having young children is certainly something that takes some thought when looking at writing your will. Of course, it is good to choose the age when your children should inherit. The law says that a child can inherit at the age of 18. It's often good to restrict that to say 21 or 25 years old before they get the bulk of their money. But as well as that, you can also stipulate that they can have money early for certain situations. A lot of my clients say that they don't want children to inherit until they're 25 because they think at that age will be more responsible and it will actually go to the purchase of a house and it will actually be used for good purposes rather than wasted on anything else. But they're also concerned that their children must have money available if they're to go to university or for school fees and these sorts of things. What you can actually do is you can stipulate that your children should not have the bulk until they're 25, but the executors, the people you choose to administer your will, can actually use their discretion and pass money to the children before they get to the age you choose, if it's needed for things like education or any sort of hardship, school fees, university costs, of course, very expensive, need to be provided for as well. Something else that your will should deal with, if you have young children, that's under the age of 18, is the appointment of guardians. That's going to be you appointing someone who would be looking after your children if the worst to happen and you pass away while your children are still minors. A lot of people do struggle with who the guardian should be, but effectively it needs to be someone you trust with your children. So it probably is the most important point of a will. And people do want to choose someone normally who may be in the local area, who has got the same concept of bringing children up as what they would have. So that's quite an important point to have in a will, is just to make sure that children are properly provided for.
So should anyone want to talk to you about exploring making a will, how should they get in contact?
Well, that's certainly something I can help anyone with. If someone wants to discuss any of the issues that I've mentioned or their own situation with me, they can certainly telephone me. And my telephone number is 01245 453 834. My email address is ben.parmenter@burkettlong.co.uk.